Grace, mercy, and peace from God our Father, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Amen. Text for our message comes from Job 1:21. The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. One of the main questions in Job is, why do the righteous do good? Maybe you remember from last Wednesday when we talked about Satan's challenge with God, and that Job would fall away and curse him if he took away all of Job's possessions and wealth. And it was only because of what God gave him that he worshipped him. And that's kind of the test that comes to Job. Will he renounce God when suffering comes into his life? And it's still a question that we deal with. Do we follow God? Do we worship God because of the good things he gives to us? Or is it just because he is the Lord and our Redeemer? You know, we see in Job this wonderful statement of faith. Even after losing all of these things, and he still says, blessed be the name of the Lord. I used to say a lot of the phrase, it could be worse. You ever heard of that? Especially in college when people were complaining about all their studies and, you know, how their week is gone. It's like, well, it could be worse. All it goes, right? It can always get worse. Right? You've ever heard of Murphy's Law, right? If something can happen, it will. So kind of like if something can go wrong, it probably will. Well, it doesn't really seem like it can get much worse with Job. First, he loses his wealth to marauding bandits. Next, he loses all of his oxen, so he can't farm. He can't have his donkeys and camels for transport. He doesn't have any sheep, and all of his workers get massacred. So it might be hard to understand because we're not an agricultural society, but basically his financial machine, his financial empire lies in ruins. It's like the stock market crashes. Where he was up and what has been up has now gone down. Satan's released his assault on Job. And he starts thinking and probably praying that things can't get worse. It just can't get worse. But then that's what happens when he gets news of another catastrophe that even his own family has been destroyed and killed. Like Job, we have three choices, really, when something bad happens, catastrophic. We can let it destroy us. We can let it define us. We can let it develop us. So what we want to focus on tonight is how those times of suffering can actually develop us to the act of surrender. This is what Job does. He surrenders to God's providence. He surrenders to God's goodness, to God's will, even in the midst of a situation that he doesn't understand. Doesn't understand why it's happening to him, but he says, the Lord has given, the Lord has taken away, and blessed be the name of the Lord. Job is really doing is worshiping God. He's continuing to worship God. And that's the first thing. So he surrenders to worship. The temptation usually when things go bad is that we want to turn away from God, run away from God. We think, we have a right to be angry at God, and we're in a lot of pain, so we run away. And while it might be good for a time to get out those emotions to God, in the end, we have to find out and return to God in worship. And for Job, it was to return to the name of the Lord. Literally, Lord here means Yahweh. It's the personal name of God. And so he says, Jesus Christ is Lord. What he's really saying. Blessed be the name of the Lord. For us it is Jesus Christ is Lord. Foretelling that God would come in the flesh as Jesus. So even in the midst of our suffering, we can remember Jesus Christ is Lord. Remember the name of Yahweh. There's two other names we can remember. There's the name of El Shaddai, the Almighty. Another name for God. Occurs 31 times in Job. Only 16 more times in the rest of the Old Testament. So this is, Job is really focused on the names of God. Usually if we have really bad news, we want to deny it. Pretend like it didn't really happen. Can't believe it's happened. It can't be. It's impossible. We want to reject the bad news. But El Shaddai reminds us that God's in control. Or not. It allows us to accept the reality of what's happening. Not as a victim, not with a grudge, not with a hard heart, but with acceptance. Not meaning I stop caring, not meaning it doesn't hurt, not meaning it was good what happened. Acceptance means that I can't change it and it's been done. That God is El Shaddai, He is Almighty. Continues to work for my good. Continues to be on my side. Maybe there's something in our lives that we need to accept is over. Maybe it's a relationship. Maybe it's a dream. Maybe it's a goal. Maybe it's being in denial of an illness or death. But through knowing the Lord is the Almighty, the El Shaddai, it allows us to accept what's happened. Finally, perhaps most importantly, there's the name of Eloah, which allows us to surrender and hope. So when something really bad happens, you might want to give up all hope and say that nothing ever good can come from it and it's all lost. But the name of God, Eloah, which he used 41 times in Job, so again, this is very common. Most people believe that it actually is a verb meaning to go up. That we have a God that takes people who are down, brings them up. Takes people who are on the pit, puts their feet on level ground. He takes what is dead, brings it back to life. So we know that whatever we're going through, it's not the end of the story. The name of Eloah promises that God will bring beauty from the ashes. One of the ways we can try to resolve evil is to think of dualism, there's just two opposing forces of good and evil in the world, and that God's not really in control, he's just kind of fighting it out with Satan, and sometimes God wins, and sometimes Satan wins, and God's not really in control, he just doesn't always beat out Satan. So we kind of let God off the hook for the bad things that happen in the world, which would mean he's not sovereign. Might be tempted to put Satan on the same plane as God, to think that he's kind of like a second God. But with the name of Eloah, remember that Satan is not the same as God. He's not equal with God. He's rather defeated by God. And just for when it seemed like it couldn't get any worse with Jesus, God raised him up from death to life. Think about the crucifixion story, it just seems like everything is going wrong. And it couldn't get any worse. But yet, that's just what Jesus wanted. To die for our sins. To bring us our redemption so that we would know we have a Redeemer. So that we would know we're able to bless His name amidst any circumstance. So because of that name, Eloah, because of Jesus, allows us to know that whatever we're going through is not the end and will never be the last word, no matter what it is. So you have those three names, Yahweh, the Lord become flesh. You have El Shaddai, the Almighty God who's in control. We have Eloah, the God who raises up things that are down. Actually, a good example of this steadfastness in faith comes from, I think, one of our own members. So I got to go see Dick Darst during his brain tumor that he had. And for a normal person, you probably would freak out or get angry at God or wonder why this is happening and all those other questions. But he had this amazing peace over him because he knew God was with him. Actually, what he would say is, "I got a friend. It's going to be all right. I got a friend." He knew that God would bring him through it, whatever was happening. He's able to surrender his situation and accept it. And believe that God was going to raise him up, even if he wasn't healed. And God did miraculously bring him through a successful brain tumor surgery and is allowing him to continue to recover even today. But it's because of those three names, Yahweh, El Shaddai, and Eloah, allows us to surrender to our present circumstances, to continue to worship God, continue to accept what's going on, continue to have hope. Hope that God can work goodness, hope that God is going to continue to watch over us and be with us. Hope that God will one day raise us up from the dead to life everlasting. And that's why we can thank God for those gifts when we have them, and also be able to release them when the time comes to let them go. And like Job, we can say, "The Lord gave and the Lord has taken away. Blessed be the name of the Lord." Amen. The peace of God, which surpasses all human understanding, will guard and keep our hearts and minds firmly in Christ Jesus.